The Republican National Convention got underway today in a shortened session as Hurricane Gustav hit Louisiana. Tom Scheck is a reporter covering the convention in St. Paul for Minnesota Public Radio. He says Palin is in St. Paul working on her convention speech. And he says for the most part, delegates don't seem too concerned about Palin's daughter's pregnancy.
They are concerned for the daughter. They are saying it's a personal matter, and they're hoping that the media doesn't focus too much on it. What I can say is that some of them are saying that they are happy that the daughter is going to keep the baby and is going to get married. Those are two things that the McCain campaign released in their statement and included in their statement. As you know, Sarah Palin is someone who is against abortion rights and is against legalized abortion. So that was a concern for many of the delegates here who obviously are also against abortion rights.
Have you heard any, has there been any negative reaction that you've heard?
Well, no, but this is also the cream of the crop when it comes to Republicans. And they, you know, the old Ronald Reagan mantra is don't speak ill of another Republican. So I think a lot of the delegates here are pretty much going to stand by Sarah Palin no matter what. What the McCain campaign is concerned about is what's going on outside of this convention. As you know, the first week of whenever a running mate is announced, the first week is the most important when it comes to defining a candidate. And the Republicans and the Democrats are both working very hard to define Sarah Palin. Democrats are kind of questioning her experience. There's a lot of talk about her executive experience, but also her foreign policy experience. The fact that she's only been a governor for 2 years is also a concern.
And Tom, have you, in your experience covering presidential races, oftentimes presidential candidates are senators. Has there ever been such focus on who has executive level experience before?
Executive level experience, no, but experience to lead is a different thing. So when you talk about Senator Joe Biden, people say, boy, he has a lot of foreign policy experience. So he knows what's going on in Iraq. He knows what's going on in Afghanistan. And what this does basically, and the reason that there are so many questions about Sarah Palin's experience, it's not because she's a fresh face and because she's young, but basically what it is the fact that Senator McCain for 2-3 months has been hammering away at Barack Obama. He's not ready to lead. Senator McCain is ready to lead from day one. You hear these things from the surrogates, you hear it from the candidates, and basically what he's done is he's pretty much picked someone who doesn't have a lot of experience. So there's a question of, well, is he undercutting that argument that he made?
And Tom, has the convention changed much because of the hurricane situation? You mentioned that Governor Palin is in St. Paul. Is John McCain in the state or is he coming back soon? What's going on there because of this storm?
Well, McCain's campaign manager held a conference call with reporters today and said that by all means they want Senator McCain to accept the nomination in St. Paul. There's been a lot of talk about maybe he would accept the nomination somewhere on the Gulf Coast, and he would be highlighting the concern of, you know, damaged area. But at this point in time, Senator McCain is not in St. Paul, but he is expected to be in St. Paul for Thursday night when he's going to accept the nomination. What's basically changed is that everything is up in the air. I mean, these conventions are pretty much hammered out, and everyone knows what's going to be said for weeks on end, and the speeches are written, and this is the time when the campaign and the party can pretty much decide and market their candidate and their party to the general public. And what the hurricane has basically done is thrown that all in a tizzy right now. They don't know what they're going to be doing tonight. Basically, they're going to be they're wrapped up for the day, and what they're going to do tomorrow is not even sure. We're not even certain yet. They're going to announce that tomorrow morning. So we're at a sense right now where everything's in a holding pattern, and they're all waiting to see what happens with Gustav. If Gustav kind of is not the strong hurricane that everyone is expecting, you can expect the Republican Party to really start ramping up their efforts over the next couple of days. If it's disastrous, or there's people who are losing their homes or those types of things, then they're probably going to scale things back a little bit, and you could almost expect Senator McCain, Governor Palin to give their speeches, but it's not going to be the red meat that the convention delegates want.
Tom Scheck is a reporter covering the Republican National Convention for Minnesota Public Radio.